The city of Sitka dealt with a messy situation this past Friday when a vital part of the sewer system failed. A key lift station was down for 36 hours, meaning all raw sewage on Baranof Island had to be diverted into the harbor so it wouldn't back up into homes and businesses. Luckily, as KCAW's Emily Kwong reports, quick-thinking crew members were able to cobble together a solution.
If all roads lead to Rome, you could say that all sewer pipes, at least on the Baranof Island part of Sitka, lead to the Thompson Harbor lift station. But to see it, you have to look down. Environmental Superintendent Shiloh Williams leads me to a hole in the ground, lined with pipe painted light blue and a ladder. We peer over the edge.
You have this can, and then underneath this can is a whole room that houses three very large pumps.
Also in that room is all the equipment necessary to power the pumps that move Sitka's sewage off Baranof Island to a treatment plant on Japonski Island. And around 4:45 Friday morning, one of those three pumps broke apart.
This dry well, which is never supposed to be wet, started filling with sewage. And then it knocked out all of that equipment. And so the lift station was completely dead.
And the water was rising fast. Williams says it was several feet high by the time a floodlight went off and facilities operator Bob Reed arrived.
This is a catastrophic failure. You know, we've never had anything like this happen before. I will say that the crews handled it impeccably. Like this, the repair couldn't have gone any better, any smoother, any faster than it did. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Williams is unmistakably proud of her crew, who worked around the clock to get the situation under control. That included salvaging equipment submerged in sewage and giving the dry well a thorough cleaning. It was messy, back-breaking work, and when asked how her crews managed to deal with the smell, Williams chuckled.
I imagine when they opened it up, it must have been kind of horrific, you know?
You know, they always say that it takes a different breed to be a wastewater operator. And to be honest, it's hardly anything that we even think about.
Especially with the level of emergency. To prevent that river of sewage from backing up into homes and businesses, crews temporarily redirected it towards a storm drain and into the harbor. This pollution posed an environmental concern, so to stem the flow, the city issued a PSA calling for Sickens to limit their toilet flushes and shower times until further notice. Williams said it made a big difference throughout the 36 hours the lift station was ultimately down. She estimates 800,000 gallons of raw sewage entered the harbor in that time.
I mean, I know 800,000 gallons sounds like a lot, but in the scheme of things, into the water that it's discharging into, it could have been a lot worse.
Come Saturday morning, the city had some lucky breaks. It didn't rain, so sewer flow was low, and the two remaining pumps dried out. Crews were able to restore the sewer connection by 5 p.m. that evening. Built in 1982, the Thompson Harbor lift station, like many pieces of Sitka infrastructure, is old and due for upgrades. Here's Community Affairs Director Megan Bozak.
The fact that it's aging infrastructure, you know, really is a cause for concern, because if these fails continue to happen, it's very expensive for the taxpayers.
Despite its age and importance, the Thompson Harbor lift station is not high on the city's punch list for public works projects. This recent failure has begun a conversation about what can be done sooner. And now that electrical equipment has been installed above ground, away from any potential flooding, Williams said she'd like to see it stay there. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.